Another staple of the Christmas season, adaptations of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. There are musical treatments and one-man shows in high schools and churches and community theaters across the country. And for the past 24 years, the Goodman Theater in Chicago has been home to one of the many professional productions of A Christmas Carol. The story's familiar. Ebenezer Scrooge finds the holiday spirit with the help of three ghosts and a boy named Tiny Tim. Well, this Christmas season, Chicago writer Sam Weller went in search of some of the child actors who have played Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, 1998. Zach Gray. While most boys his age can't think into next week, Zach has already chosen Yale for college. He's quick to point out that he hasn't succumbed to any of the oft-associated addictions of child celebrities. No drugs, no cigarettes, no booze.
Right now, I'm kind of like an adult, only I only drink juice, water. I'm just now getting into like root beer, but occasionally I'll have it like I'll have it once a month, kind of as a treat, like when I'm relaxing.
Zach is a mover and shaker in the film industry.
I wrote a movie last year, and I produced it down in our basement. I directed it, I produced it, I shot it. I've been editing supposedly for the past 6 months, and I have the scenes in order, but we're using VCR to VCR, so it's very hard. And I'm thinking about, you know, just raising money, taking it to a studio.
Tiny Tim, 2001. Pint-sized, pinch-the-cheek cute Robbie O'Connor is the Tim du jour. Just 8 years old, he's in the second grade at St. Hilary School on the city's north side. This is Robbie's second year in the role, a part he didn't really even want. He tagged along to his older sister's audition.
Sheila was trying out, and then I just got bored, so I decided I didn't want to try out just for fun, because I had no clue I was going to get in it. So I tried out, they called me back. So I tried out again, they called me back again. And then they called and said, "Hi, Sheila, you're great, but we'd like your brother."
What kind of stuff do you like to do? What kind of acting do you want to do after A Christmas Carol when you get older?
Just, like, anything with, like, an accent.
Tiny Tim, 1994. Robert Pittman is now 15 years old and a sophomore at Collins High School. Like Robbie O'Connor, Robert landed the role on a fluke. He had never acted before, but was persuaded by his aunt to try out. At 8 years old, taking direction was daunting.
It's like a lot of pressure. They keep telling you, keep doing it, keep doing it, and sometimes I break down. Like, I couldn't take it, but I wasn't going to quit from it. I mean, it was my first time. I got to stick with it, deal with it. I mean, if I cry, I'm going to come back up again.
Pittman's interest in acting continued, but today he's more passionate about gospel music.
I was in one MTV video the year after. But otherwise that, I'm going to stick with high school, go through college. I'm a minor in my piano skills. I'm a major in computers.
Tiny Tim, 1995. Eli Oberlander is 15 years old and a sophomore at Buffalo Grove High School. He just finished up a sold-out run playing the fiddler in the school's production of Fiddler on the Roof. Eli was smitten by the world of showbiz after his experience playing Tiny Tim. He's currently hard at work writing his own original play.
It's called The Kidnapping of Life. It is a tragedy. It's about two families living in the alley because they are poor and they cannot afford a house. And it's just about their struggles in life.
Pretty heavy material.
Yes.
How do you get in touch with that side of life?
Well, I saw Les Mis a while ago, and that just sparked the idea.
Four Tiny Tims, all alive and well. They have agents, they've done commercials, print ads, industrial films, and TV. They're young, they're precocious, and in the years to come, you might see them in a theater near you.
Writer Sam Weller lives in Chicago.